South Africa has lost the man who named it the Rainbow Nation, who came to embody the country's moral conscience, and who kept its spirits high, even in its darkest hours.
quite wonderful.
Throughout his life, the Most Reverend Desmond Mpilo Tutu was a fierce campaigner for human rights and dignity. The man described by Nelson Mandela as the voice of the voiceless, fought openly and passionately against oppression, racism, poverty, and homophobia.
I cannot worship a homophobic God.
Above all, the Arch, as he was affectionately known, believed in the lightness of the human spirit.
We have this incredible capacity for evil, but we have even more wonderfully this remarkable capacity for good.
Tutu was born in Klerksdorp in 1931. He grew up in the old Transvaal and initially followed in his father's footsteps as a teacher. But he left the profession when he became disillusioned with Bantu education. As a young cleric, he became increasingly active in the fight against apartheid.
We have a cause that is just. We have a cause that is going to prevail.
And later, Tutu used his positions as Bishop of Lesotho and leader of the South African Council of Churches to rail against racism and segregation.
The system tries all it can to destroy us. It won't succeed. God is on our side.
In 1984, Tutu was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts.
The Nobel Peace Prize came at a very important time in helping to reignite our people's hope. The world is watching, and the world recognizes that our cause is a just cause. It is a noble cause.
In 1986, he became the first black person to lead the Anglican Church in Southern Africa as the Archbishop of Cape Town, using his position and international fame to fight for peace and justice.
For until blacks are free, no one in this country is going to be free.
After South Africa finally held its first democratic elections, Tutu was appointed chair of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, set up to deal with the atrocities of apartheid.
I thought at the end of the TRC process, I would have been going away thoroughly devastated, overwhelmed by the extent of the evil that had been revealed to us. No. What one took away was, hey, human beings are incredible. You were exhilarated by the incredible magnanimity of people.
In the years after the TRC ended, Tutu continued to speak out on moral and political issues. In 2007, he helped found The Elders, a grouping of senior world leaders who work together for peace and human rights.
We'll work together humbly, bound by our humanity, confronting justice where we know it exists, to ease suffering regardless of its root or face, to do whatever we can, hopefully, to make this wonderful world a much healthier, equitable, and peaceful place to live.
In 2009, when Jacob Zuma was about to become president of South Africa, the Arch spoke candidly about his unhappiness. And when the Dalai Lama was forced to cancel his trip to South Africa in 2011 because of visa delays, Tutu again lashed out at government and the ANC.
I am warning you, one day you will start praying for the defeat of the ANC government. This government, our government, is worse than the apartheid government, because at least you were expecting it with the apartheid government.
His criticism of the state saw the Archbishop Emeritus being increasingly sidelined. When Tutu's lifelong friend and world icon Nelson Mandela died in 2013, he was not asked to speak at the funeral.
I was quite astounded myself, I think. But I tried to pretend that I was humble. Mm. and didn't really mind. It was not true. I was very hurt.
A year later, he made it very clear that he would not vote for the ruling party in South Africa's fifth democratic elections.
I won't vote for them. And I say it with a very sore, very heavy heart.
In July 2015, Tutu and his wife of 60 years, Leah, renewed their wedding vows in Cape Town.
I would not be anywhere near what God got to make me without you. I owe all that I am to you.
He will be remembered around the world for his indomitable spirit and humor. A fiery man of peace who spent his life fighting for equality, dignity, forgiveness, and humanity, never giving up on his fellow man.
We've been through rough times in this country, and God has helped us to see that the bad, the evil, doesn't have the last word. It's ultimately the goodness and laughter and joy and caring and compassion. Those are what are going to prevail in the end.